This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States and Britain are teaming up with Australia to develop a nuclear-powered submarine fleet. U.S. President Joe Biden, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Wednesday stressed that these nuclear-powered submarines will not carry nuclear weapons. The leaders of the three countries announced the new trilateral security partnership will focus on the Indo-Pacific region. Although none of the three leaders mentioned China in their remarks, analysts see this as another move by Western allies to push back on Beijing's rise in the military and technology arenas. China's Navy has a fleet of 60 submarines, which includes six nuclear-powered attack submarines. An earthquake collapse homes killed at least two people and injured dozens Thursday in southwest China's Sichuan province, according to state media. Xinhua News Agency said rescue work was underway following the magnitude 6 earthquake. Western China is regularly hit by earthquakes. North Korea said Thursday it successfully launched ballistic missiles from a train for the first time and was continuing to bolster its defenses. Pyongyang's official Korean Central News Agency said the missiles struck a sea target. The South Korean and Japanese military said earlier that North Korea's two short-range ballistic missiles landed inside Japan's exclusive economic zone, but outside its territorial waters. Hours after the latest North Korean launches, South Korea reported its first test of a submarine-launched ballistic missile. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the